Hello, friends. Welcome to Think Jesus Cafe. This is your Daily 10, and this is your host, Mark Day. Today, we'll continue in our study of the New Testament letter of 1 John, and we'll take a close look at verse 8 in chapter 3. And once again, for the sake of context, I'll begin reading today at 1 John chapter 3, verse 7. I'll read from verse 7 through verse 10. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning, because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. Okay, last time we thought about John's statement that whoever practices sin is of the devil, which means that whoever habitually revels in sin, celebrates sin, and promotes sin, well, they have the same character qualities as their spiritual father, the devil, Satan. Now, in the second half of verse 8, John makes a stunning statement. John says this, "The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil." Now, I don't know about you, but I want to be a part of that. I've come to recognize that the devil is up to all kinds of mischief meant to destroy life, including mine and including yours. And if the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil, well, I want to be on the side of Jesus. I want to be a part of whatever Jesus is doing. Of course, in using the phrase Son of God, the apostle is referring to the deity of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Son of God, which means Jesus is the exact representation of God himself. Jesus possesses all of the traits, characteristics, and qualities of God himself. In a word, Jesus Christ is God in human flesh. So John says that the Son of God appeared to destroy the works of the devil. You may remember that in verse 5, John had said that Jesus had, quote, appeared in order to take away sins. Now, in verse 8, John says that Jesus, quote, appeared to destroy the works of the devil. As we consider these two phrases together, we plainly recognize that the works of the devil to which John is referring is sin, the power of sin over each human being, and the guilt of sin each human being has before God. Satan, the devil, is engrossed in the diabolical work of destroying all things associated with God, including God's Son, God's people, and God's purposes. Satan wants to destroy all things that are truly good in the sight of God, and the devil never tires in his tempting of God's people to sin. The devil loves deception, and he is tireless in his attempts to deceive all people, believers and non-believers alike. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, appeared to destroy the power of sin. Again, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, appeared to destroy the power of sin. The word destroy is a word of aggression. It means to aggressively loose, release, break, or set free something that is tightly and firmly bound up with something else. According to the Bible, before we were born again, we were bound up with and in bondage to sin and Satan. Jesus has set us free. He set us free from the diabolical works of Satan, which bound us like chains. Now, an important distinction needs to be made. The Son of God came to destroy not only the guilt of sin, the Son of God came to destroy the practice of sinning. So, this destruction of the works of the devil involves two essential features for the followers of Jesus: atonement and new birth. The atonement that Christ alone provides destroys the penalty of sin. The atonement of Christ provides the forgiveness of sin and the imputed righteousness of Christ, both of which are absolutely necessary for eternal life. Those who surrender their lives to Christ receive complete forgiveness in Christ, and they receive the imputed righteousness of Christ. The atonement makes it possible for God to justly deal with a person's sin, and it makes it possible for God to see the righteous perfection of Jesus in that person. Consequently, the devil no longer has any grounds on which to stand in the presence of God to accuse and discredit the newly born-again child of God. The works of the devil are destroyed. The new birth, on the other hand, brings with it the divine gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. And the indwelling Holy Spirit enables us to love God and love neighbor. The Spirit gives us a thirst for the wisdom of God. The Spirit gives us a new interest for the things that honor God and a disinterest in the things that dishonor God. And the Spirit equips us to fight against the temptations Satan uses to destroy us. Now, none of this is true for those who refuse Jesus. But for those who have embraced Jesus as Savior and Lord, their new life can be summarized with one word: freedom. The true believer has experienced true freedom since, in their born-again experience, the Lord Jesus has destroyed the works of the devil that at one time had imprisoned that true believer. Okay, let's think a little more about these works of the devil. The Bible teaches us that the unregenerate human heart is helplessly subject to the never-ending trickery of the devil. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, we're told that prior to conversion, human beings are spiritually dead in sin. That means that prior to conversion, we are dead to the wonder, beauty, and greatness of God in Jesus Christ. Prior to conversion, we are blinded to the wonders of Christ. Prior to conversion, the works of the devil cause us to continually strive to satisfy the sinful cravings of our unredeemed flesh. The works of the devil touch all aspects of humanity, morally, physically, intellectually, and spiritually. And the devil tirelessly works to seduce people into error, and he continually arranges all manner of distractions. The devil promotes confusion that in turn causes people to act impatiently, irrationally, and foolishly. The devil does everything within his power to keep people out of a genuine relationship with God. The devil entices people into addictions, murderous lies, deceit, greed, and all kinds of God-dishonoring practices. The devil does everything within his power to discredit believers and tarnish their personal testimony. The devil is on a mission to destroy the church, and the devil does everything he can to corrupt, distort, and twist biblical truth. In sum, the works of the devil include everything in this world that run counter to the work of God. The devil promotes all things that lead to death. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil and to promote all things that lead to eternal life. The Lord Jesus came to give his followers all of the spiritual weaponry needed to battle sin and the devil's deception. Spiritual life, real life, is found when we are in joyful spiritual union with God. That union is only found in Christ. Spiritual death, real death, is found when we are spiritually separated from God. The devil promotes death. The devil promotes spiritual separation from the giver and sustainer of all life. What an encouragement we find in the Apostle John. The Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. That's not merely a theoretical statement. It's very practical. Jesus came to provide for our sanctification. He came to provide for our growth in Christ-likeness. He came to provide for our joy. And all of this brings us back to where we started. John says, "Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil." The practice of sinning, habitual, unrepentant sinning, falls right in line with the works of the devil. Those who habitually practice sin and those who give praise to the habitual practice of sin in others are participating in the very thing that the Son of God came to destroy. According to the Apostle John, a person cannot claim to be right with God while at the same time practicing, reveling in, and promoting the very activities the Son of God came to destroy. That kind of lifestyle lacks continuity. There's no continuity between personal lifestyle and the purposes of God. So as we finish today, let's all be giving thanks to Jesus, the Son of God. Let's be giving thanks for the freedom He alone provides. Let's be giving thanks for the way of escape that only Jesus provides. Jesus provides the only true way to escape the temptations of Satan and the bondage of sin we experience in our own souls. Jesus came to destroy the works of our spiritual enemy. Hallelujah for the Son of God. Thanks for joining us in Think Jesus Cafe. This has been your Daily 10. Join us again next time as we think about Jesus, a biblical worldview, and real life.